The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Yes Weekly, Indie Week, Walter Magazine, and Main and Broad Magazine. Our first restaurant review today is from Yes Weekly, Chow Down with John Batchelor at Tipsy's Bar and Grill by John Batchelor. Tipsy's Tavern and Grill describes itself on the website as a friendly dive bar. The food is casual in style, the ambiance equally so. Gray painted panel walls flank a concrete floor. As you enter, you pass by a semi-open kitchen. The first thing I noticed was a stack of freshly fried bacon, a good sign. Then to the left, I spied a rack of Yes Weekly newspapers. Clearly, these people have good taste. And the food tastes good, too. Bar creations are commendable. The Off Your Rocker Mule blends Tito's vodka with ginger simple syrup made in-house, plus fresh lime juice, cranberry juice, and ginger beer. The Tito Hito plays off Tito's vodka in a mojito variation, concocted with organic mint, agave syrup, lime juice, and soda. Both are light and refreshing. With food, this style lends itself to beer, of which there is plenty, but 14 Hands Cabernet Sauvignon pairs well with red meat dishes. There are only a few other wine selections, and that limited number is appropriate for the concept. We started one evening with Buffalo Chicken Bites. Bite-sized chicken breast, floured and fried, tossed in moderately hot buffalo sauce. Carrot and celery sticks give you your vegetable serving. You get a choice of ranch or blue cheese dressings for dipping, but the kitchen isn't strict about this, and we had no trouble getting both. And they are very good. Ahi tuna is coated with black and white sesame seeds, then seared and served rare. Thai ginger and peanut sauces on the side. A small salad of mixed greens and diced tomatoes completes the presentation. The quality of the tuna compares favorably to any of the high-end restaurants in the Triad. Two items on the appetizers list are also available as sides, with an upcharge as stated on the bottom of the menu. Onion rings get a fairly heavy batter, fried crisp. They are obviously cut and prepared in-house, and they clearly rank in the top echelon. Ranch or spicy ranch dressings add an additional flavor. Crispy Brussels sprouts are decorated with Parmesan cheese, another solid rendition. A garlic Parmesan dipping sauce is served on the side. The main courses all consist of handhelds, in substantial portions, often whimsically named. A shrimp BLT wrap places Cajun spiced grilled shrimp with pepper jack cheese, mixed greens, tomato, applewood smoked bacon, and chipotle aioli on a sun-dried tomato tortilla. The flavor and texture of that bacon comes through clearly, as does the natural taste of the shrimp, enhanced but not obscured by the spices. The mahi BLT taco uses blackened and grilled mahi-mahi topped with spring mixed lettuces, tomato, bacon, avocado, and homemade Baja sauce. Fresh lime juice and zest, fresh garlic and cilantro on grilled tortilla shells. Granny It's Gouda quesadilla combines grilled chicken, bacon, Granny Smith apple chutney, and smoked Gouda cheese in a crispy flour tortilla. Their homemade barbecue sauce is provided for dipping. The Tipsy Chick is hosted on toasted ciabatta bread. The bread itself makes this worth ordering, but the flavor of the tequila and honey lime marinated chicken breast, topped with Swiss cheese, mixed fresh greens, and sliced tomato, make it an exceptional creation. Co-conspirator Anna raved about the quality of beef in the Jacked Up Steak Philly. This uses hand-cut filet, blackened and grilled, topped with multicolored bell peppers, grilled onions, baby portobello mushrooms, jalapenos and pepper jack cheese, with chipotle aioli sauce on a toasted hoagie. The ingredients are classic, the mushroom and beef flavors in particular constituting a solid relationship. The burger section of the menu offers five in-house variations plus a build-your-own, along with a vegetarian black bean burger. I chose the WCP, which takes its name from house-made white cheddar pimento cheese, also available as a starter and dip configuration. The patty, hand-formed, generates solid depth of beef flavor, enhanced with great crisp applewood smoked bacon, plus organic spring mix lettuces, sliced tomato, red onion, and a drizzle of Tipsy's barbecue sauce. I would also rank this in the top triad burger echelon. But don't just take my word for it. Yes Weekly readers awarded it second place in the 2024 awards for best burger in Guilford County. I ordered this with the homemade chips. They are thin sliced, most appropriately crisp, all tasty. My wife's overall favorite sandwich is a Reuben. Tipsy's does not have one on the menu, but it was available a couple of times as an off-menu special, the Groovin' Reuben. The meat portion is ample, augmented by the other traditional ingredients. The kitchen mixes and grills the ingredients on the flat top. This allows the sugars in the house-made Thousand Island dressing to caramelize, which gives an added depth of flavor to the sandwich as a whole. They also grill the bread, which adds texture. The chefs and owners are Christine and Holly Blair. In last year's Yes Best Of Awards, Chris placed second for Best Chef in Guilford County. It's a well-earned vote of confidence. They have both been in the hospitality industry for 30 years. Holly's grandfather owned several restaurants in the Lexington area during her childhood, most notably Smokey Joe's Barbecue. Holly does all of the baking and manages the kitchen, dining room, and bar. The menu, recipes, and specials are Christine's creations. They are self-taught, learning from hundreds of cookbooks, watching cooking shows on TV, and especially absorbing the experiences of Christine's mother. Lydia Grady is head prep chef, and Jay Johnson is lead line cook. The restaurant sells its specialty dips, salsa, house-made dressings, sauces, and whole cakes in bulk from a counter at the entryway. The website promises, "We source all fresh ingredients, prep our food from scratch, and source locally as often as possible." My experiences here validate the claim. They have also built a greenhouse recently and are experimenting with growing some of their own produce. I like this place. Tipsy's Tavern and Grill is at 805 Westchester Drive in High Point. Their phone is 336-887-0230, and the web, tipsyztavern.com. Next up, from Indie Week, at New Chapel Hill Cafe, a riff on a family legacy with green beans and cornbread flights by Lena Geller. When Chapel Hill icon Mildred Mama Dip Council's restaurant closed its brick and mortar last August after 48 years, it left a hole in the community that went beyond good Southern cooking. The restaurant was a social anchor, a place where regulars and newcomers alike felt at home among wooden tables and comfort food. But the legacy continues in a new form, as Council's granddaughter Tanya has launched her own establishment with a fresh vision for bringing people together around a table. Tanya's cafe opened on Elliott Road on March 19th. While Mama Dip's was housed in a homey building with porch rocking chairs on walkable Rosemary Street, Tanya's presents a more contemporary space with bright blue walls and a gallery wall of empty picture frames in a shopping center that includes a children's clothing boutique, a florist, and a UPS store. "I'm trying to keep the tradition going in my own kind of way," Tanya Council says, adding that her grandmother was a pillar in the community. Mildred Council died in 2018 at age 89. "I'm not trying to fill those shoes. I'm just trying to keep the memory alive and get good food going." That good food, displayed at a recent preview event, hits a sweet spot between nostalgic Southern comfort and contemporary cafe fare. "There's a little bit of old, a little bit of new," says Bill Smith, the former chef of Crook's Corner, the now-closed Chapel Hill landmark that, like Mama Dips, helped define the town's food identity. Smith, a longtime friend of the family, attended the recent media preview event. "I love those green beans that are cooked to death," says Smith. "Nobody does that anymore." At Crook's, Smith made the beans crispy and bright green, but there's something to be said for the old ways, he says. "I remember my grandmother coming in one time, and she turned to me. She said, 'I don't care what you say, those beans are raw,'" Smith says. "So I was delighted to see that big bowl of those old-fashioned green beans at Tanya's." Among the other dishes that honor Southern cooking traditions at Tanya's is the chicken and pastry. Flat squares of dough swimming in thick savory sauce alongside tender shredded chicken. It's deliciously salty and carries forward a favorite for Mama Dips. "That's something I grew up watching my grandmother make all the time," Tanya Council says. While classics make an appearance, Tanya Council has developed her own menu identity. Sandwiches, which weren't offered at Mama Dips, feature prominently on the Tanya's Cafe menu. Catfish po' boys, chicken salad croissants, a burger topped with pimento cheese and onion jam, and a Monte Cristo with blueberry jam made in Little Switzerland, North Carolina. Among the menu's more playful innovations is a cornbread flight featuring three varieties: traditional, sweet potato with cinnamon, and jalapeno cheddar. Tanya Council plans to offer a pie flight as well, with three or four mini slices served alongside ice cream. The cafe occupies the space adjoining Tanya's Cookies and Bake Shop, which got celebrity nods in 2021 and 24 when the shop's Pecan Crisp Cookies and Cream Cheese Pound Cake were named to Oprah's Favorite Things list. The 1,200-square-foot cafe space was always part of Tanya Council's plan, though she had to wait for UPS to complete their build-out as they were temporarily using it as a staging area, she says. In addition to the bakery and cafe, Tanya Council operates Sweet Tea and Cornbread at Crabtree Valley Mall and NC Made, an online shop featuring North Carolina products. Tanya's Cafe will serve lunch during the week and brunch on weekends, with plans to ease into dinner service in the future. The space features five outdoor tables for al fresco dining options. Tanya's Cafe is located at 400 South Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. Their phone is 919-903-8087, and the website Tanya, T-O-N-Y-A-S, cookies.com. From Walter Magazine, On a Roll at Daijoubu Restaurant, by Rachel Simon. From Oku downtown to Sushiman on Glenwood to Ajisai in the Village District, Raleighites are fortunate to have lots of great options when it comes to high-quality sushi. And as of last fall, that list includes Daijoubu, a tiny but formidable East Davy Street spot that's already gaining a cult-like following for its unique menu. Founded by Jin Chiang, the owner of another popular Japanese restaurant, Market City Sushi, Daijoubu, which roughly translates to "it's all right" in Japanese, quietly opened in September in the space formerly occupied by Kaiju and the Darby. Now the restaurant regularly sees lines out the door for even weeknight seatings. Taste even just one of its selection of dishes, and you'll instantly understand why. The offerings, based mainly around a wide selection of hand rolls and ramen, are so memorably flavorful that you'll find yourself asking for seconds or thirds before you've even finished the first round. Our menu is a celebration of Japanese flavors with a focus on authenticity and craftsmanship, says Chang. The tone is set from the minute you walk in the door. The chef and the rest of his team from City Market Sushi meticulously designed the restaurant with the aim of creating an intimate and inviting space for all patrons. Outside, simple signage announces the restaurant, its interiors barely visible behind wooden slats. Inside, the walls and ceiling are painted a moody black, the booths a lustrous black leather. Slatted wood accents around the bar, sleek pendant lights, and glossy tiles all work together to create a minimalist, contemporary feel. Along with a full-service bar stocked with sake and spirits and several small tables, Daijobu features a sizable marble-topped community table in its center that's ideal for both big parties and smaller groups or individuals open to mingling. The table, explains Chang, encourages a social and interactive dining experience. You might be too busy enjoying your meal to make many new friends, though. While the restaurant's menu is fairly limited and substitutions are rarely allowed, the ramens and hand rolls are of such high quality that you won't feel like you're missing out. Prices are quite reasonable, too. The steepest item on the menu is the $28 set of 5 hand rolls, and the ramens average out to $18 for a large bowl. Speaking of noodles, on the ramen menu, you'll find both timeless classics and modern creations, says Chang, which allows us to cater to both those seeking a classic ramen experience and those eager to try something different. The chicken and miso-based broths are a solid option for ramen newbies, but experienced eaters will enjoy clearing their noses with the spicy tantan ramen or indulging in the highly popular tonkotsu ramen, the latter of which is made with a broth that simmers for 12-plus hours, then finished with a tender pork belly that's cooked for a similar length of time. This meticulous process is essential to delivering the bold and authentic taste we strive for, explains Chang, adding that all 4 types of ramen offered are crafted to deliver deep, rich flavors. Then there are the hand rolls, which can be ordered individually or as sets of 3, 4, or 5. Crispy and perfectly portioned, the rolls feature premium nori, high-quality short grain rice, and fresh fish, says Chang, with toro, salmon, yellowtail, crab, and scallop as the options. As for the small plates and side dishes, you can't go wrong. The truffle edamame puts a fun twist on a Japanese staple, while the sesame spinach tofu is a surprisingly savory vegetarian choice. The appetizer highlight, though, might be the crispy enoki. These delicately fried mushrooms rest in a savory shoyu dashi sauce so good you'll be tempted to drink it on its own. Additionally, both of Daijobu's dessert options, black sesame creme brulee and yuzu lemon sorbet, are light and delightful, with either pick capable of ending the meal on a pitch-perfect note. No reservations, walk-in only. All members of the party must be present to be seated. Lunch is Tuesday through Friday from 11:30 to 2, and dinner Tuesday through Thursday, 5 to 9. Daijobu is located at 170 East Davie Street in Raleigh, 919-615-1337 is the phone, and the website daijobu-raleigh.com. From Indie Week, Lunch Money, Shanghai's Open Doors by Lena Geller. This story is part of a new biweekly column, Lunch Money, where staff writer Lena Geller visits restaurants in the Triangle in an attempt to dine out for less than $15. When I step into Shanghai, Durham's oldest operating Chinese restaurant, the hostess beckons me toward her stand. "See that booth?" she asks. "Go, and I will follow." I head to the booth she's pointing at, tucked in a back corner next to a bookshelf stocked with wine bottles and silk foliage, and slide in. I'm cocooned beneath a red and gold ceiling adorned with ornate dragon medallions. Shanghai has been holding court in a strip mall on Hillsborough Road, nestled between a Cricket Wireless and a Five Below since the late 1980s. With no windows in the dining area, time feels suspended, like I've entered a pocket dimension where the outside world ceases to exist. At 12:30 on Friday, the restaurant is half full. The hostess is a whirlwind of efficiency, dropping items at several tables before materializes at mine. When she sets down my menu, the table wobbles slightly. She frowns. Is the table moving or is it me? She puts her palms on the surface and presses down. With a raised finger, signaling me to wait, she disappears, returning seconds later with a tiny black square that she slides under one leg. 1, 2, 3, she counts. Still moving? I shake my head no, and she whisks away. A server brings over hot tea, and I check out the menu. I came here because of the lunch special. It's remarkably budget-friendly at $9.50, including an entree, rice, and your choice of a pork, egg roll, or soup, hot and sour, wonton, or egg drop. I ate at Shanghai a lot growing up in Durham, but it was usually takeout, and my parents always handled the ordering, selecting multiple dishes for our family to share. As an adult facing my own menu in the actual restaurant, there's something almost transgressive about selecting just one dish for myself. There are more than 20 entree options. Beef with green peppers, nutsé chicken, mugugai pan, and so on. Needing a strategy, I remember reading in an old News & Observer review of the restaurant that the shelf specializes in Cantonese cuisine, so I asked the server which of the entrees are Cantonese. Just the Cantonese chicken, he says. I order it with wonton soup and fried rice. The soup arrives with a bowl of those addictive, crunchy wonton strips. It tastes like childhood. When the main course follows, I'm confronted with what appears to be enough food for two people. The chicken is fried golden brown and sliced into thick pieces, blanketed in a jelly-like sauce. Beneath and around the chicken is a garden's worth of vegetables: snap peas, zucchini, cauliflower, onion, summer squash, broccoli, mushrooms, and carrots. The vegetables tucked under the chicken stay piping hot throughout the meal. When I bite into the chicken, it offers a loud, theatrical crunch that would be spelled with 5 R's in a comic book. The fried rice isn't revelatory, but it provides a welcome salty complement to the main attraction. As I snap some photos, the hostess returns, offering to hold my plate at a slant for better lighting. In this windowless space, her impromptu food photography assistance feels both amusing and touching. When the check arrives with a fortune cookie, I am pleased to see that my total comes to just $10.25 with tax. I add a 20% tip, bringing my grand total to $12.30, well under budget, unlike my previous column where my tip option panic pushed me over. With that out of the way, I crack open the fortune cookie. Doors will open for you in many areas of your life. If one of those doors leads to a gem like Shanghai, I will consider myself fortunate indeed. Shanghai Restaurant is located at 3433 Hillsborough Road in Durham. 919-383-7581 and shanghaidurham.com. And finally today from Main and Broad magazine, Restaurant Spotlight, Asia's Cakes by David McCreary. You'd be hard-pressed to meet someone with a more effervescent personality than India Matlock, the founder and owner of Asia's Cakes Artisan Bakery in downtown Holly Springs. India greets each guest with a bright smile and a warm welcome. It doesn't take long to figure out that everything at Asia's is driven by passion and purpose. Whether you choose to sit inside or outside and get something to go, you'll find the display case teeming with sweet treats like cupcakes, mini pies, eclairs, cookies, and more. The menu changes daily to keep things interesting, but best-selling items like honey bun cake and banana pudding cheesecake keep patrons coming back time and again. You'll also find tempting offerings such as fruit tarts, cannoli, brownies, and parfait, plus a good selection of gluten and dairy-free muffins, cupcakes, and cookies. Pair your edible delight with an espresso, hot tea, or iced lemonade. Aegis is housed in a cozy, repurposed cinder block building that previously operated as an auto inspection shop. India wisely chose to keep the large garage doors intact, and these remain open virtually year-round to provide an inviting, all-are-welcome vibe for customers. Just outside the bakery's entrance, a synthetic grass area serves as the foundation for several benches, along with a few tables with umbrellas. It's all flanked by attractive wooden planters. Although positioned right by the street, the place still feels like a comfy oasis. Aegis is pet-friendly and happy to serve its canine patrons a pup cup, a scoop of unsweetened whipped cream. Not surprisingly, the primary product that continues to give Aegis steady momentum is cake. What may astonish you, though, is just how many cakes the tiny bakery churns out. In any given month, we make more than 200 cakes, India reveals. A lot of those are custom cakes for special occasions like birthdays and weddings. The average price for an 8-inch cake is $67, and that will feed about 20 people. Basic birthday cakes can be ordered 24 to 48 hours in advance, but custom orders should be made several weeks, ideally a month, in advance. Cake designs vary, but India insists she can accommodate most requests. To place an order, call or send a direct message through Instagram. Parking at the bakery is limited, with just 2 takeout spots offered at the shop, but public parking lots are available across and just down the street. When it comes to long-term aspirations, India hopes the bakery will be a place to provide a memorable measure of sweet joy for years to come. We have a saying here at Aegis that small businesses are nothing without community, and communities are nothing without small businesses. Aegis Cakes is located at 113 North Main Street in Holly Springs. Their website is asiascakes.com. The phone, 919-285-3588. And the aforementioned Instagram is at Aegis Cakes LLC. We've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and have a lovely day.